Madam Chair, my name is Silvio Mirta. I'm coming from North Macedonia, from Ministry of Environment and Physical Planning. I'm head of Department for Waters. So thank you very much for inviting me to be present in this meeting. And I will have to have a short intervention on climate change impact in the Drin River Basin. According to our projections, climate change will have serious negative impact in the Drin Basin, including increased frequency and intensity of floods and droughts, increased water scarcity, intensified erosion and sedimentation, increased intensity of snow melt, sea level rise, damage to water quality and ecosystems. Moreover, climate change impact on water resources will have cascading effect on human health and many parts of the economy and society, as various sectors directly depend on water, such agriculture, energy and hydropower, navigation, health, tourism, and so on. Based on the extensive assessment developed and the research conducted as a part of the Drin Basin transboundary diagnostic analysis developed under the Drin project, the following four key priorities and cross-cutting transboundary issues have been identified: deterioration of water quality, variability of the hydrological regime, biodiversity degradation, and variability of the sediment transport regime. In this regard, we have some results achieved in last year in frame of some projects. Here I want to mention the Adaptation Fund UNDP project, Integrated Climate Resilient Transboundary Flood Risk Management in the Drin Basin in Western Balkans. The objective of the project is to assist the riparian countries in the implementation of the Integrated Climate Resilient River Basin Flood Risk Management approach in order to improve their existing capacity to manage flood risk at regional, national, and local level. In this project, as a main achievement of this project, extension and upgrade of the hydrometeorological monitoring network. Also, it's important to mention that in regard to this project, we will plan to develop hydrological and hydraulical model for the Drin River Basin. Additional, we are working on the restoration of the Sadeska River, which have very negative impact on the Ohrid Lake. And also the second project is the ADA funded project promoting the sustainable management of natural resources in Southeast Europe through use of Nexus approach. And the third project is GIZ project, Adaptation to Climate Change through Management of Cross-Border Flood Risk Management in the Drin Basin, which aims at the preliminary flood risk assessment in the Drin Basin. And as a result of this project, we have developed a flood early warning system, flood hazard maps, and flood risk maps. And also, it's important to mention that we have developed also guidance for the development of the flood hazard map and flood risk maps. So, also regarding the challenges, I would like to mention that climate change adaptation challenges include exchange of risk knowledge and climate information, basin level climate change adaptation and flood risk management strategy and plans, combination of structure and non-structure interventions, and institutional capacities. About the results, this project, we have some results, and some results are planned for future implementation of one fully integrated flood forest forecasting and early warning system, development and implementation of a transboundary integrated flood risk management strategy, development and underlining capacity of national and regional institutions, and some investment in the priority structure and community-based and non-social measures. So I think it's all shortly, and thank you very much for your attention.